welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back. This is Stephen Pickford in the studio. I've got Stephen Pickford. We've got Mike Barnes on the line, Steve.
Yes, and Mike Barnes is the general manager of the Gideon Putnam Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York, as we continue our look at different properties, different things going on in the Empire State over the coming weeks and months. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Stephen?
Oh, doing great, doing great. Now, we were there down at the Gideon Putnam last month, and it's under new management, Delaware North Companies, and we'll be talking about them a little bit later on in our segment. But the whole town, Saratoga Springs, conjures up those images dating back to the American Revolution, and your hotel is a vital part of that. So much history. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. You know, the Gideon Putnam Hotel, which is located right in Saratoga Spa State Park, was actually named after Gideon Putnam, who was actually the founding father for Saratoga Springs, New York. And I believe he actually established his first building on Broadway, or the route that is now Broadway, the central downtown area, back in, I believe it was 1795, Stephen.
Well, that's 213 years ago. And so many years ago that the area was developed, and people have been coming pretty well consistently since then after the Native Americans showed the white settlers about the magic powers of the spas.
And Ron Roosh was there to cover it.
The healing waters of the natural geysers that come out of the ground here is actually the big driving force. And it's interesting, Stephen, when Gideon Putnam did settle and actually put his establishment in the town there, the actual name Saratoga is an Iroquois Indian name. And I believe, let me think about it. It's something to do with revolving waters or revitalizing waters is what the name means in the Iroquois language, I guess.
Now, the hotel, though, that is there today is not the original property. There's been a few Gideon Putnam resorts since day one.
That's correct. The original location was actually in the downtown area of, you know, what is Saratoga Springs, New York today. And the hotel now sits about a mile outside of the downtown area, right in the middle of Saratoga Spa State Park. So,
now, the current property was built, I mean, just looking at it, I would say 1930s or something?
Exactly. It was built in the 1930s. That's true.
How many rooms and suites do you have on site?
The hotel has 120 rooms, and it's broken down. I believe we have 18 suites and 102 rooms here. And there's also about a 6,000 square foot conference center that was added much later on. I believe at the end of the 70s, the conference center was added.
Now, you can just park right there at the Gideon Putnam and walk around and see so many things. What are some of the things that one can see and do just within walking distance of the hotel?
Like I said, with the hotel located right inside this beautiful park here, there's all kinds of activities and different establishments that are within the park itself, all within walking distance. One of the big attractions inside the park is the SPAC Theater. It's the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And in the summer months of July, it becomes the summer home for the New York City Ballet. And then in August, the summer home for the Philadelphia Philharmonic. And then mixed in between those different performances, Live Nation is here and actually has a modern concert series that also goes on inside that little amphitheater. And that's located right inside the park. If you go out to the east side of the hotel, there's an area called the Victoria Pools. And that's just a wonderful, giant, Olympic-size outdoor pool that is actually in the courtyard of four buildings. And New York State Parks recently renovated those buildings. They put, I believe, $2 million into those buildings. And the size of this pool, Stephen, the area actually holds 350 to 400 people. Besides the pool and the SPAC Theater, there's two different golf courses inside the park, all within walking distance. There's an 18-hole public course and a 9-hole course. And the park is also home to the National Automobile Museum and the National Museum of Dance. And then there's eight beautiful tennis courts that are located right behind the hotel. Four of them are clay courts, and the other four are just standard courts. And then down on the southern end of the park, there are numerous picnic pavilions where people come in and actually have little family gatherings inside the pavilions for little day events and day trips. And then on top of that, you know, it's a 2,300-acre park, so obviously there's a lot of hiking and walking and biking that goes on here, you know, all just outside of the hotel.
Well, people were out there no matter what time of day or night exploring the grounds, and even that in off-season. So the grounds do get their workout from the people who want to take in the beautiful pine trees and the clean country fresh air, and then, of course, take in the natural geysers, the paths, and the rushing waters, the streams and brooks that flow through the property. Very, very beautiful setting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Tell us about some of the more active and interesting geysers, because this kind of thing really intrigues me, natural hot springs and stuff.
Well, they're not hot springs, actually. That's the interesting part about the geysers and the springs. You know, we have a we also have the Roosevelt Baths and Spa that we operate inside the park, which is a separate building, probably about a 10-minute walk just outside the hotel. And we actually have the mineral water that comes out of the ground piped into this spa. So if you go into any one of the 42 treatment rooms that we have there, and it's a full-service spa, you can take one of these effervescent mineral baths. But the interesting thing about the water that's coming out of the ground, it's actually like 50 or 52 degrees. So in order to get it up to bathing temperature, it's actually mixed with heated tap water versus actually heating the mineral water itself, which would take out some of the minerals and effervescence. So what they do is actually mix it with heated tap water to get it up to temperature for the, you know, for the bath.
Okay, so you don't have to jump into the 52 degree water like the time Vic Phillips went to the spa.
If you want to do the polar bear club thing, Stephen, you can do it, but I don't recommend it.
Oh, we were in a hotel once out in Phoenix, and I'm sure somebody was playing a joke on my buddy Vic and told him he could jump in the ice cold water pool there. It was very invigorating. It told him as well he didn't have to wear any clothes to go in it. So it was like the flash freezing of the Brussels sprouts.
Beautiful.
So I'm sure they're still talking about it out there. But Saratoga Springs, it's also for the, we touched on it a little bit earlier, the horse racing. That brings in a whole crowd from end of July through August. I remember, you know, we were talking off the air, and we mentioned a name from the past, Ron Roosh, but Ted Teven would go down there every year. It was always the horses are running at Saratoga. Got to get on the bus and go to Saratoga. And that's a real popular event.
Yeah, the whole town is really set up, and the area becomes a main destination for the what they call the race season around here, Stephen, and it's about a 6-week season from the end of July right through Labor Day, and the Saratoga Thoroughbred track is actually the oldest historic thoroughbred track in the country here, and I believe that was established in like 1864 or something. And there's some there's three big main races that go on here, with the Traverse being probably the most famous that people would understand or have heard about. Then on top of that, if you go just down the road just a little ways, besides the thoroughbred track, is the we actually have a harness track at Saratoga Raceway, is right down the road. And the interesting thing about the harness track is obviously their season is much longer than just the 6 weeks. They pretty much run the horses year round there. And most recently, about a year, I guess 3 years ago, they opened up the Racino portion of the track, and you actually have the video lottery terminals going on there. So now you've got the gaming going on. They've got a brand new $25 million renovation they just went through there, where they added a beautiful food court, and they added a new nightclub called Vapor. And so the horses are really supporting the area here.
Now, a lot of things going on in Saratoga Springs, and we're coming up to another break. We're going to keep Mike Barnes, general manager of the Gideon Putnam Hotel in Saratoga Springs, on the air as we discover more about his property and more about what is going on in Saratoga Springs. Before we go to the break, Mike, why don't you give out a telephone number and a website, and we'll certainly give that out again at the end of the segment. But before we go to break, where can people get more information on the Gideon Putnam?
More information, you can dial the hotel direct here at area code 518-584-3000, or you can go on to our website, which is www.gideonputnam.com.
And we're going to be continuing talking to Mike Barnes. And, of course, they're going to have a review of our stay there and with some of those links and more information coming up over the coming weeks on my blog at www.stephenpickford.com. Stay listening. We'll be right back talking with Mike Barnes, Gideon Putnam Hotel, Saratoga Springs.
On the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back. This is Stephen Pickford, and in studio we have Stephen Pickford on the line with Michael Barnes. Steve?
Yes, and Mike Barnes is the general manager of the Gideon Putnam Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York, on our all New York State show today on Travel World. And we were talking just before the break about horse racing and the Racino and the VLTs and the food court and all the great things that there are to do. Other than the spa waters and the geysers, which, of course, was what initially brought the traveling public.
Bring me out there.
Oh, yeah. 200 years of history in Saratoga Springs about the American Revolution and the Native American tribes that discovered the healing waters, the curative healing powers of the waters, and introduced them to the local settlers. Now, Mike, we were talking when I was down at your property that people come back year after year, second, third generation of guests, people who want the exact same room, people who brought their own furniture over the years to put in their rooms. I mean, that says something about a hotel when it carries forth that multi-generational appeal.
Yeah, it's really one of the unique things about the property here, Stephen. It's absolutely amazing. A lot of the repeat and return guests are centered around that racing season. You know, folks that have been coming here, it's not unusual to talk to folks that have been coming here 30 and 40 years. And as you mentioned, we're actually having some folks that we have to move furniture out of the room so that we can move their own personal furniture in because they're here for the entire six-week race season. So there's quite a following here. The other interesting thing is, you talked about the fact that we just took over here, Stephen, and we're actually just kind of finishing up our seventh week of operations here. But in that 7 weeks that I've been on property here, it's amazing the amount of local folks, older folks that have been coming, you know, to the Gideon just for lunch, you know, one or two days a week. And once again, 30 or 40 years they've been doing this.
Now, Delaware North Companies, as we mentioned, are now the operators of the Gideon Putnam. What other properties do you have across America? I'm sure many of them are familiar to our listeners.
Yeah, if you Delaware North Companies is one of the largest privately held companies in the United States, Stephen, with revenues exceeding $2 billion, and we've got over 40,000 associates both in the United States and internationally. The Parks and Resorts division that I work for, we really have some special places that we operate in. For example, we operate Yosemite National Park and, you know, the Ahwahnee inside the Yosemite and everything that goes on inside Yosemite National Park. If you're going to go rock climbing or anything, that'll be one of our folks there taking care of you. We've got retail and food and beverage operations at Yellowstone National Park, and we're at Grand Canyon National Park, Sequoia National Park. And we're also located, as long as this is a New York State show, we're also operating Niagara Falls State Park and Jones Beach State Park down in Long Island. We also operate the Kennedy Space Center just outside of Orlando and the Balsams Resort in northern New Hampshire there. So we've got just in the division I'm in, we're coast to coast, Stephen.
And so a lot of great properties and a lot of historic properties that stand out in people's minds. Now, when you look at the Gideon Putnam, what would you consider your year-round target market to be, or is it?
I'll tell you, it's pretty seasonal, Stephen. You know, you've got during your obvious travel summer months, you know, we're heavier on the transient travel guests here. And then in the mid to late fall and most of the winter months, it's really the business meetings groups that and a lot of group functions that we have in the hotel here.
Well, I think you certainly have the facilities that if a small group or medium-sized group wants to meet, they're all self-contained. You've got the 120 rooms. It's not an overpowering size of a property. And they've got such a wealth of other activities or, you know, that they can partake in or do as a group or do as individuals that it keeps them also in one central location because Saratoga Springs, they're not going to be spread out all over everywhere.
That's true. And one of the things we're doing with one of the plans that we have with the new takeover here, Stephen, is we're actually going to be purchasing a vehicle, a passenger vehicle that will hold up to 26 folks because besides everything that goes on in the park and being able to walk to the stuff that's here, obviously there is a natural draw to that downtown Saratoga shopping mecca there. And so we want to be able to say, hey, you can come stay with us, and you know, we're only a mile or so down the road, but we're going to get you to where you want to go. Or if you want to stay here during the race season and get over to either one of the tracks, you know, you can stay with us, and we're going to get you there and get you home.
And you can beat the traffic, because if you take your shuttle bus, then of course they just have to park once and leave the driving to somebody else. Downtown Saratoga Springs certainly is a very nice, compact downtown with a lot of different shops, nice restaurants. You spend a nice, peaceful afternoon there, and there's benches and places to sit down in the park. So it's a very beautiful little town.
Yes, it is.
Really, really enjoyed my time there. Is there any really one best time of the year to visit Saratoga, or is it really developed now into a four seasons mecca?
I'll tell you what, they talked about it on and an off season, but you know, with the growth of corporate business that's going on out there, and the return of the real meeting stuff going on, that after 9/11, you know, a lot of that business kind of shifted or you know, got held back for a couple of years. It really is turning into a year-round deal here. Just different types of clients that you're dealing with depending on the time of the year.
What is the best way to reach Saratoga? Because some people say, well, where exactly is it situated in the state of New York, and how's the best way to get there?
Well, if you're looking, you know, the quickest way to find it is you find the state capital, Albany, New York, over on the east side of the state, and then we're actually only 26 miles north, right up I-87, north of Albany, New York. And if you're stopping at Saratoga, a lot of people are familiar with the Adirondack Mountains, obviously, and Lake George, and we're actually only 20 miles south of all that. So that's the other interesting thing here, Stephen. You're so centrally located. I mean, you can stay here and have business or entertainment going on down in Albany. You can stay here and have, you know, spend a day up at the Adirondacks or skiing and hiking, all within a half hour, 40-minute car ride.
Everything is so central, and of course people coming in from different areas of the United States, that 25 miles from really Albany Airport, fly in there on Southwest, for example, and you've got really all of America opens up to you. So it's not within a few hours you can be in the resort capital of upstate New York in Saratoga Springs.
That's right.
Now, so looking at the Gideon Putnam as a whole, what do you think, you've been there really like 7 weeks now, what do you consider its most unique feature? What would you tell your friends, you got to come and visit Mike in Saratoga Springs, why?
It's all about the history, Stephen. Anywhere I go, any block I uncover here in the 7 weeks that I've been here, you know, the building itself speaks to the history. But even the employees here, when we walked in and the company that was leaving here, we interviewed the entire staff, and it's amazing the percentage of folks that we actually extended offers to and transitioned on to becoming Delaware North employees. And once again, it was the history. I've got employees, Stephen. I've got employees working for me here that have worked in this property from anywhere from 5 years to 38 years. So it's history. It's the history of the geysers. It's the Victoria pools. I mean, you know, the property and that whole location, that beautiful pool courtyard area, all built back in the 30s. It's all about the history.
Well, that's certainly what the feeling I got as I toured around the state park and looked at the architecture, looking at the way things were built. I could transpose myself to the 20s, the 30s, when people would come up by train primarily from New York City, come in from Boston and Buffalo, and they would converge on Saratoga Springs as the summertime resort getaway destination of the era.
That's right.
And walking along through downtown, we talked about the unique shops and the restaurants and places to eat. There are little placards and telling you the history of what was on that site, what other hotels had been there. And that history is being kept alive in Saratoga Springs. So downtown is not being bulldozed and made into a shopping mall. These are buildings that date back to the turn of the century.
Yeah, I'll tell you that the city has done a wonderful job on all of its restoration. I mean, those buildings look as they did 100, 150 years ago, 200 years ago. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and it's such a quaint little town. And what's neat about it is it's not all national chain branded stuff. I mean, when you're walking that downtown and you go into a boutique, it's somebody's personal boutique. You go into a restaurant, it's somebody's personal restaurant. And if you get outside of the city, you got all the chain stuff that if you're looking for that. But at the same time, it's just so intriguing to me to see all those independent, family-owned operating businesses. It's just very neat.
We're coming up to the end of the segment. What number and what website again, if you can give them out, Mike?
Okay. If you're looking to make reservations, we do have a toll-free number. I didn't mention that last time. The toll-free number would be 866-890-1171. That would be for reservations. Or you can call the hotel direct for either information or reservations at area code 518-584-3000. And then once again, you can reach us online. Our brand new website is up and running at www.gideonputnam.com.
And we're talking to Mike Barnes, General Manager, Gideon Putnam Hotel. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thanks, Stephen.
And have a great day. Saratoga Springs, the Gideon Putnam Hotel. Stay listening to the Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and friends. Travel World Radio will continue.
In Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of